Blog Talk Radio.
So I guess we need to know.
bring us one too?
Yeah, I think we put stuff in the dryer.
Yeah. I didn't start working.
No, I just started cleaning.
This topic is so loaded. What up, guys? What's going on? Okay, I want to make sure we're here. What's up, everybody? Hey, y'all.
Nobody's gonna get my seat. Nobody's gonna take my confidence, my happiness away from me. This game hurts.
What? Hello, can you hear me? Hello? 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 Hello, can you hear me? Hello? It's not working for me. Can you hear me? Hello?
Who
is
he talking to?
Hello?
Listen. Oh, there is no Wednesday night show today, guys. You guys know I'm moving. I'm in the process of moving, but I know I haven't given you guys a live, so that's why I came to you. But I'm moving to my new place, so I cannot. We can't do a show tonight. Also, if you would like to become a member, our members live. Our members only live is this going to be this month. Moderators, please put the membership link in the comments, and we're going to get into some things behind the scenes. And I'm going to attempt to do a short vlog, you know, of my new place, things like that. I've seen a lot of you guys asking me about my car. I don't think I'm going to put that in the vlog. But anyway, let's take a caller. I think we got it working now. 410-6400. You're live on the air. Oh, they hung up. Okay. 864-24651.
Hello.
Hello.
Okay. 973-8631.
Yes. Hello.
Yeah. What's going on?
Hi, Armand. Hello, motherfucker.
Hello, motherfucker.
It's good
How
to talk
you
to
today?
You. I am fine, thank you. I wanted to just talk about your girl, Wendy.
Okay, let's talk about her.
Well, the one thing I just heard you talking about, how she, you know, when you mentioned the son, because you were saying how she's so, you know, focused and triggered to just go, go, go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I think she's one of those people, you know, where everybody in the world thinks your parents the greatest, but they don't have time for you. You know what I mean? And the kid gets slighted.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that that's one of the points that I wanted to make about that. The other thing, I just think that, you know, it's hard to believe her now. It's hard to believe anything she says. And, you know, I stopped watching. I watch you and listen to what you say about her. But I gave up on the show because, you know, it's too much with the delusion and she's not authentic and, you know, I think it's just all a bunch of lies with her.
But I don't think there's any lies. I think that she's just not telling you that her husband's cheating on her.
Right, right. And she's not, you know what I think? I think she should take the approach of leave her private life out of it. Like you said, she'll probably put everything in her book. Okay, fine, whatever. But don't come on talking about a Walmart trip when you're not really addressing everything. You're in the blogs every day. And you're going to come up here and address some damn bullshit-ass Walmart. Like, really, Wendy?
Yeah, the people
really,
were fed the fuck up by that. Like, when I tell you my DM, they were like, drag Wendy for addressing this Walmart bullshit. I'm like, listen, yo. Like, you got to understand, she sees this shit. But that's why. But she addressed that to let people know that she – listen, when she addresses it, that's how you should know it's not really a big deal. When she does
exactly.
address it,
I guess
that's
so.
How you know – it's a
It's a real situation. I agree. I guess that's what it is because the truth ain't coming out yet. But in terms of the way she's just work, 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 like I'm in her age group. So, you know, we were taught that. You don't go to work and bring your private life to work. You go to work, the show must go on, job got to get done. So I relate to her with that. Like I don't expect her to come in here and boo-hoo over, you know what I mean? She might boohoo over something she's talking about and internalize it as something personal, but I relate to that. She's a trooper in that sense in terms of, you know, we got to just keep it moving. You can't, you know, let that personal stuff stop the show. So, you know, I respect her for that, but that's where it ends at for me with her now these days. Yeah.
So you don't watch the show at all?
I gave up. You know what I do before I go to Wayne Brady and Price's Let's Make a Deal? I check and see if that ring's there, and then I move. Because I think if the ring's gone, maybe she'll say that.
Are you
and some
serious?
Days I miss that. Some days I miss that, but I gave up. I think it's, you know, I take the approach like this. You're not going to pull a wool over my eyes and I sit there and help you. I'm not going to do that. So she chooses to deal with things the way she wants, and I choose to not watch her. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Thank you, caller.
You're welcome, Armand. Thank you.
Bye. Dang. You know, I think I'm like obsessed with her. Like, I really, really study Wendy. I really like her. Like, it's something nostalgic about her. And I really like Radio Wendy. I really want to go to the Wendy Williams show before she actually gets off the show. And I'm so glad that she is in this sober house, because I feel like the sober house is opening her up mentally. Because I feel like had she not went to this sober house, she probably could have died from all the internal death that's inside of her, because literally she is a fucking robot. I haven't got as far in my book as I would like, because it's just like a lot of shit. I have my own show to run. Okay. And so, but at the end of the day, I'm not going to give up on her. I definitely am excited about her book that she's working on. Now, if she doesn't address this shit in her book, then I will really be done. But I think she's going to address it in her book. And I really don't want her to address it right now, because let's think about it. If you're a network, let's just be real here. If you are a network, right, and your show is one of the highest rated shows, right, but you're having to take breaks, you're having to go to the sober house, you're fainting, and you're up for renewal. And the network is kind of like, I don't know if we can risk that, because we spent a lot of money running these reruns, and we lost a lot of money not having you here. We lost a lot of advertising dollars. So if the network could possibly be thinking like that, if I'm Wendy, I'm not going to go and give them my story. I'm gonna keep doing my job, showing that I can stay focused. I'm better. I'm well. Because at the end of the day, my story behind the scenes is actually fueling these ratings for the show. I'm sure her ratings are through the roof right now. Not because of her hot topics. Let's be real. Wendy has kind of gotten a little easy. Although she did wear Tammy Rivera the fuck out when she told Tammy Rivera, "I've seen those shoes before on the show." So you are a girl like the budget on the budget like the rest of us. But you remember Tammy Rivera threw shade at her and tweeted out, "Wendy Williams is at a oops baby." So Wendy Williams, cattily got her back when she came on the show and pointed her shoes out like, "Bitch, you've been wearing these shoes since Love and Hip Hop, and bitch, you're not even on the show no more." But listen, the story behind the show, like Wendy Williams' personal life, shout out to Hennessy and Hip Hop, Armand on Wendy's show, highest rated ever. Trust me, I'm not going to play with her. I would give Wendy Williams the Howard Stern interview, like for real. Because Howard Stern is the only person that can really give it to Wendy the way that she needs it. Now, but going back to my point, I feel as though if I'm Wendy Williams, right now, her backstory, all the drama in her life are fueling the ratings. Literally, we all watch the show to see if she's going to say some shit, if she still has on the ring, if the bitch is going to faint, if the bitch is going to flutter, stutter, do anything. We are looking. Everybody is watching the show, because she is the fucking headline. Nobody even gives a damn about the shit that she's talking about on the celebrities. We want to know, what is this bitch doing? Is this bitch leg an inch swollen today or 3 inches swollen? Is it the same length swollen as it was yesterday? Is the wig? Like, we are really paying attention. So right now, if she just goes out and tells us what we want, it's kind of like sex. It's kind of like, you know, I don't know why I went to that reference, but it is. It's kind of like sex. You know, when you want to sleep with someone and, you know, you're so turned on until you actually sleep with them, and now you busted your nut, the deed is done, you move on. If Wendy comes out and tells us all of her business on this one episode, it's going to go viral. All the blogs are going to talk about it. In a week, it's old news. The ratings are done. We've moved on. We don't give a shit anymore. And guess what? She's not getting renewed for another season, and nobody's going to buy her damn book in the future. So all the money stops. And now she's set to deal with this man, the husband, everybody knowing her business, and she gets nothing out of the deal. I mean, she'd be stupid to tell us that. I mean, if she's going to talk about her business, at least she should get paid. And shit, at least she should have the right to have her show renewed for at least 4 more seasons. You get what I'm saying? So, I mean, I'm thinking strategically right now, because there's a lot of odds against her when it comes to the network, but she can use her drama and her personal life to maybe get renewed for a few more seasons, because people are watching to see what the fuck is going on or what's going to go down. Somebody said, Armand, come to London. Send for me, baby. Send for me. Who's running the radio out in London? I got my passport. Who's got the hottest podcast or the YouTube channel in London? Let's do a collab. I'm down to fly. All right, let's take another caller. 313-5851.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, hey, Armand, what's going on? Listen, I wanted to comment on Wendy Williams and her having friends, right?
Okay.
I feel like she's insulated herself so much. It's like nobody's fucking with her. Her friends, her family, the viewers, nobody really even cares at this point. And then you made mention that, you know, people are tuning in just to kind of like find out what's going on in her fucked up life every day. But I think just as many people that you think is watching is just as many people that are not watching, because it's like she thinks that we're stupid. It's insulting. It's like, bitch, you get on here and you want to sit up here and shop around in this Walmart cart thinking that we give a shit about this stuff, but we really want to know what's really going on. And truth be told, like, we already know. Everybody knows that her husband has been cheating and laying it low and spreading it wide for a long time. So it's like, who do you think you're fooling? Everybody fucking knows, and everybody's laughing at you.
Wait, say that. Wait, you sound fast the fuck up, caller. Do you like Wendy? You like Wendy, and she's really pissing you off, huh?
You know what? Actually, I love Wendy. I used to. Actually, we're both cancers. She's like my cancer sister, so I really do like Wendy. But it's like, come on, B, stop it. Nobody's fucking stupid.
Oh, shit. So listen, we have about 1,200 people on here right now. Wendy watches the show. Tell her right now what you would tell her. Tell her right now for her face.
That bitch just needs to stop with the game, stop lying, go ahead and be truth or forthcoming and tell us what we already know. I would respect her more, honestly. I hate fucking liars. She thinks that we're stupid, and like I said, it's insulting.
All right. Thank you, caller.
Yep, thank you. Bye.
She was fed the fuck up, okay? Shout out to my good girl, one of my members, Don Michelle, a true supporter of my channel. Love you, girl. Thank you. She says, like, share, and subscribe. That there is a true B&B Squad member. She's involved everything the Armand Wiggins Show, and she's a healthy contributor to the show. Love, 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 love her. Very supportive. Thank you so much, Don. You're always coming through and showing a lot of love and support, and I want you guys all to shout out Don and say, hey, Don. All right. Let's keep it going. 312-687, you're live on the air.
What's up, Armand?
Hey, what's going on?
I was just, you know, watching your show like I always do, and my thoughts are Wendy is in a serious situation. We all know that. Of course, she needs, you know, all the support. Her husband ain't shit. Currently ain't never been shit. And Wendy is pretty much the same way. She's feeling, you know, and getting what she's been brewing all these years. She's been involved with the fuck shit. I believe she does. She did know about her husband's girlfriend. And, you know, it is what it is. When you have a lot of money and prestige and power and fame and whatnot, you do other things to occupy your time. And unfortunately, she's done things to hurt herself, and she's been doing that for years. They need to make sure that their son is okay and stop the fuck shit, but apparently they can't do that. They're all selfish human beings, and they should be held accountable. Hopefully their son won't go into another spiral like he has already previously reported, and hopefully that new baby will not be affected, but, you know, it's kind of hard to say when both your parents ain't shit.
Okay, so when you say ain't shit, what do you mean by that, Wendy ain't shit?
Well, Wendy, well, let's just say this. Her son has a drug addiction. And
I think I did see that somewhere. But it was like the it was like the fake marijuana, right? It was the synthetic marijuana.
That's what they said it was. The fact that he has an addiction issue is solely from his parents' issues.
Yeah.
His mom and his dad. It's just known. And we don't have to say allegedly. It's just known, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. And he's only 18, his life is starting, and it's starting with all this fuck shit that they created. They could have ended it for the sake of their child, but they decided to live the way they've been living. For their sales, not for their child, and that's where they fucked up. So now they have to endure all of the hurt and pain that they caused, and that girl too, Sharissa, whatever her name is, she has to deal with it too. And hopefully that baby won't have any issues. Didn't they say?
Yeah, because you know what's so interesting?
Some THC or something.
Yes, and what I believe, and I believe that you're right, actually, because you know what I think that's really, really interesting is the fact that the son, but I think this is Kevin. I think this is Kevin. I think this is Kelvin's issue, though. So the son, he doesn't have any Instagram. You can't find him nowhere. Sharina has no Instagram. She has to live in secret. Kevin has to live in secret. And Wendy's only Instagram is the show page. Like, but as an 18-year-old boy, and I think I heard something about Sharina, she's only in her 30s. As an 18-year-old boy off to college, you can't even have an Instagram or go on YouTube or have a Facebook because your mom is Wendy Williams, and she's fainting on stage. She's a drug addict. She's in rehab. She's getting cheated on by your father, who got a younger woman. They've been seen spotted partying together. And then on top of that, you have issues of your own going through puberty and wanting to date women and, you know, play sports.
Yes.
And but you have
you
to tell people you're Wendy Williams.
You know, he has to make sure the police don't kill him. You know, it's rough being, I'm not a black man, I'm a black woman. But I can, you know, I have a 21-year-old son. So I can imagine what that young man is going through just from all the humiliation, hurt his parents caused. Not him, his parents. Mm-hmm. And he has to live with that on top of this new baby. And I do believe this new baby spun this whole situation to a different continuum because now it is possible for, what's my name, Sharissa, to sue Wendy and Kelvin for child support because they're married. She probably won't, but they're all trifling. Who knows?
All right. Thank you, Carly. Carl.
All right.
Hi.
Bye.
Okay. Hold on. How are we doing? How are we doing, everybody? Are we here? Are we lit? Are we having a good time? Some people are asking me, listen, I usually don't do these Wendy Williams videos live like this, but a lot of you guys were asking for them live. So I'll take a poll for my members. I'm going to do this announcement. One of my calls, the official campaign, that's our Wednesday night show. I want to do a brief little interception. Let me know what you guys think about this. And I want the members to let me know and to the watchers. Well, you know, we do our music show Wednesday night, but we want to kind of switch gears because that season is going to be over. we want to do like a like something dating oriented, you know, with all this relationship talk. So maybe we have a few people that's been inboxing us that want to reveal their secret crushes. They want to call people and actually let them know that they've been having a crush on them. So, bitch, that could be very teaful for Wednesday. So we're working on that possibly. We just got to see if we have enough people that want to, for a season, that want to reveal. But if you, if that will be something that you guys are interested in, let me know if you guys would want to watch something like that, if that would entertain you, okay? So let me know. I'm looking at what my members are saying because those are people who actually watch the show more often. So your guys' opinions really matter. All right, let's move on. 916-9752, you're live on the air.
What's up, Armand?
What's going on?
What's up? Do you think that Wendy will detail the alleged physical abuse that she has been receiving from Kevin? Because like a couple weeks ago on the show, she said something about what kind of man beats on a woman, and she kind of pointed to her shoulder, which she never really said what happened to her shoulder. Do you think that she will put that in her book? And do you think she will, allegedly they have a soundproof room in their mansion in Jersey so that when he beats her, that little Kevin, when he was home, that he wouldn't hear the abuse going on?
Right, I talked about that. Yeah, shout out to B. Scott because she had brought that up. B. Scott had brought that up. Now listen, I don't know if she I think if let me process this real quick because I know what I think, but I want to make sure I'm right in my thought. So here's the thing. If she goes, it depends on how detailed she goes into the book. Like if she goes into, yeah, this nigga's been cheating, this is the bitch's name, I've seen this, that, and the third. If she just tells all, then absolutely I think she is going to, if she doesn't try to spare his integrity or spare him at all, then absolutely she is going to go all the way through with it and talk about the alleged abuse because he definitely beats her. But I will definitely, but I will say this too. Wendy is aggressive as well. Wendy is aggressive as well. So she has been the cause of some of these fights. She is not the only one, and she has also cheated. I just got to put that out there too. But
wait a minute. Who did she cheat with? Did she cheat with a female? Because the judge
was saying
that.
I don't know about that.
The judge said that she was in a lesbian relationship. Remember when he was calling her out?
Yeah, he was wearing her ass out. I don't know if that's true. I haven't really got that far yet. Maybe it'll be there in the book that it was a woman, but I don't think Wendy Williams is a lesbian. She don't even give me that she would be into women like that at all. Because if she was into women like that, it wouldn't be an issue. I don't think it would be an issue for her man to be with another woman. I mean, if she was just into cats.
But, you know, why do people continuously misgender her? Because, you know, it's said that she's a secret transgender.
Well, you know that's a real woman, and she's not a transgender. The reason why is because a lot of people are not used to a woman with bigger hands and large feet and very tall in height. And, you know, Wendy Williams doesn't have a lot of body. She doesn't have any hips, and she doesn't have any ass. So most women are, you know, filled out, and they women kind of spread out at the hips. Wendy doesn't have any booty, but people shape like a pea. But we have to be honest here. Wendy Williams didn't have any boobs either. She got those done. She just didn't add the butt. So she lost all this weight, and she lost the titties and the butt. Like, so that's why they call her a man, because she's tall. I think she's attractive. She looked better without all the damn surgery. Right now, she just looks like rich, 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 wealthy whitefish that's got coin, that's been on drugs. She's got her shit together, you know. But I don't know why people misgender her. Howard Stern has been doing it jokingly for years. People say that she's transgender. I don't think she's a transgender. To be honest with you, there's a lot of women out there, a lot of women in the world, real women, with deep voices, and some of them look very masculine, but they're not transgender.
But you do believe that there are transgenders that are secret, like not every transgender is known.
Yeah, I do believe that. I do believe that, but I don't think that Wendy Williams is a transgender. I definitely don't think that.
I'm not going to say my opinion on that one way or the other.
Miscarriages and abortions, I don't think that she's trans. That's just like when they were calling Sierra a hermaphrodite. Remember when they said that she had a penis and a vagina? You know, it's just ridiculous. Some of the tabloids, you can't believe everything. It is what it is. I don't think she's transgender, but however, I do believe that she was getting spanked by her husband and that he cheats on her, and that, yeah, it probably will be in the book.
All right. I love your show. You have a good one.
Shout out to you for the 916. Are you in Sacramento?
I'm in Sacramento, yes.
Great. Yeah, we're local. Shout out to you. Thanks for watching. Smile. Bye.
Bye.
Okay. Shout out to the locals. All right. This man didn't want to get on here and call Wendy Williams the man. Okay, 469-9930. You're live on the air. Not ready. Okay. 330-1899. You're live on the air. Okay. Hello? Okay, not ready. Let's take another one. 612-2294, live on the air.
Yes. Hey.
Yes. Hi, how are you?
I'm very well. And yourself?
Great.
I love the sweatshirt that you're wearing, but I'm not, you know, going to talk about that too much. But this is Allie Sag, and I called you, I think, about a month ago. Sorry about my accent. Well, I shouldn't even apologize about my accent. Freaking from
Why
Minnesota.
The hell
Who
would
cares?
You apologize about an accent that you have that you can't help?
Because
that's
I'm
like
black.
Me apologizing for being gay. I'm not going to apologize for that shit.
Because I'm black. But no, but anyway.
So you can be
you.
Black
I
from Minnesota.
See, that's what I'm saying. No, but love your sweatshirt. Love it. But like I called you a month ago and we were talking about I said she has to be strategic.
Mm-hmm.
Ding, ding, ding.
Mm-hmm.
She's trying to sell her strategy there. And, you know, I don't really like to talk about people's relationships, you know, and everything, because I'm in a marriage and I don't want that karma to hit up on me, you know.
Right.
In that, you know, essence or whatnot. But... you know, I have pulled away from even watching her Hot Topics, you know,
wow.
with her because it's just like it's not authentic, you know, and the way, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know how your auntie used to give it to you? You know what I'm
yes.
saying? I'm the auntie in my family. You know, I will give it to you. I don't care if you do not like it, if you do not respect it. But you're going to respect me today.
Period.
You know? Seriously. You know? And it's just like, but I can't take her the same way that I used to take
Come
her.
Come on. You sound like you've been smoking that Minnesota weed. Let's get it wrapped up. What you say? You can't take her? What's going on, baby? How you feel? What should she do?
I can get you some Minnesota weed, but different topic. Anyway, why you put me on blast like that?
Because, girl, you sound high as shit. You talking about at 1 mile a minute, okay? Well, one shit, you talking
well,
slow to the motherfucker.
I'm not trying to take up all your time. That's why I always
it's
talk
okay.
really fast. No, but the thing, it's just like she, like, it's all allegedly. You know what I'm saying? And when she comes out with that book, because if you notice, every single time she comes out with hot topics and she talks about somebody's book, she'd be like, I'm going to read it. That's a good read. I'm going to be in my bed tonight eating, like, popcorn, putting hot sauce, eating it with a spoon. Literally, she has said that.
Right.
You know, and that's what she wants us all to do. So she,
all right. Thank you, caller. We got to wrap it up. Thank you, love. Shout out to you. Bye. All right. Listen, we have reached a milestone today on the show. Let me see something. Okay. Well, you know, today's a good day. We've reached over 1,000 viewers, okay? Which means I didn't have this up before because I wanted to hide it. But we have a stream boss here that no one has been able to beat. So this means that through subscriptions, donations, she has maintained the title this week. So, you know what it's time for? It's time for us to spin the wheel. Do I have the damn wheel? Hopefully I have the wheel right here so we can do the goddamn raffle. Let me see. Oh, we have a raffle. And shout out to the other woman that won the raffle last month, I believe. Hopefully you got your sweatshirt. Or it's definitely on the way. Okay, so we are going to spin the wheel, and we're going to see what you're going to get, what you're going to win, okay? Because we have reached 12,000 viewers, and Sing, Pray, Love is in the running to win either an iPhone case. If you don't have an iPhone case, sorry. You know, a T-shirt, a sweatshirt, or $150. Girl, I would really love to keep my $150. But I will give it to you if you win. All right, let's see. Whoo, child. How do I spin this motherfucker? Right here. Let's spin the wheel. She won an iPhone case. Let me know if you have an iPhone. If you do not have an iPhone, let me email me, Sing, Pray, Love, and email me what phone case, what kind of phone you have if you have an Android, and I can see if we can get a custom case made for you. Might take a little longer, but we're going to send it to you. Okay? So you have won the iPhone case, not the iPhone. We don't have that much money yet. But you want an iPhone case. Some shows don't even give that shit out. Okay, so the way that you get in the raffle is it's your interaction with the show. So she's been on here. So subscriber, you get points. So like for subscribers that come in and subscribe, it knocks it down. For people that donate, I guess she's been the highest donator from the last few shows, I guess. I don't know, because it hasn't knocked her down. So it usually knocks you out. So if a person subscribes, you get points. If a person becomes a member, they get points. So whoever overtakes this, whoever becomes the stream boss, once we get to 1,000 live viewers, we will do a raffle. Oh, they want us to do a better spin. I'll speed the wheel up. Next time, I have it slowed down so it could hit So it could, I'm trying to give away the 150, even though I'm acting like I'm not trying to, but I don't want it to go too fast. There's only two spots for the 150, bitch. I was trying to make it slow so the people could actually possibly hit that motherfucker. And that's the instant cash out, okay? This wheel is really to just give back to my members, those people that and really you have to be a member at this point to motherfucking be involved. Actually, that's not true. We'll do a members only spin wheel, so more members will have a chance. But the idea of this was for me to be able to give back, because so many people have helped the growth of my channel, whether it be my moderators, my members, one of my loyal sponsors, Samuel Woodson, Don Michelle. Like, so I just feel like I should give back in a way to make it interactive for you guys, because you guys could be anywhere on YouTube. You guys could be anywhere on the world watching something else. There's Instagram, Facebook. There's 1,000 YouTubers that cover the same shit. But you guys take the time to give me an hour of your day. So I want to do what little I can. And eventually I want to give out motherfucking houses, cars, and trips. You get a car, you get a trip. You know, we don't want to just be like every other channel over here. We want to be able to give out good shit, big shit. I want to be able to give out trips to Jamaica. And so the idea is for the people that pour into this show and donate and support and help it grow, I want to be able to give back to you, motherfucker. Because each and every one of you, whether you realize it or not, by watching me, just like Wendy Williams, by supporting me, by coming to the meet and greets, by sponsoring trips to me in New York, like my moderator Miriam did, sent for me and flew me out to New York. Like, those things have really helped change my life and help me be able to deliver content like this on such a regular basis. So that's the reason why I've incorporated it into the show. So I just want to let you guys know that I'm really appreciative of you guys. I want to thank you guys so much for being supporters. Shout out to everyone who has actually called into the show. I've been on live for a long time now. So what's going to happen is we're going to wrap up today. If you have not became a member,